Texas pushes for FDA approval of ivermectin in feed to fight invasive screwworm. Texas border business, Austin. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller is calling on the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, to immediately authorize the use of ivermectin in medicated livestock feed, saying Texas ranchers need every proven tool available to stop the rapidly expanding New World screwworm outbreak before it inflicts even greater damage on the state's livestock industry. The request, submitted on behalf of the Texas Grain and Feed Association, seeks an emergency use authorization, EUA, allowing ivermectin to be incorporated into medicated feed and mineral supplements for cattle and other susceptible livestock. Feed-based ivermectin would also provide the only practical means of protecting free-ranging deer and other warm-blooded wildlife from the destructive parasite. Texas ranchers are fighting for their livelihoods and the security of the American food supply. They don't have time to wait, Commissioner Miller said. We've already seen this parasite spread across multiple Texas counties in just a few weeks. Every day we delay is another day the New World screwworm gains ground. We need every effective weapon available, and we need it now. While Commissioner Miller praised the FDA's recent emergency authorization allowing the use of injectable ivermectin, he said the current approach is not sufficient for the realities of large-scale Texas ranching. Injectable ivermectin was an important first step, but it's not enough, Miller said. Feed-based ivermectin would allow producers to protect entire herds quickly, efficiently, and with far less stress on both livestock and producers. Just as importantly, it gives us a practical way to extend protection to deer and other wildlife. You can't expect producers to round up and inject thousands of free-range cattle every few weeks while this outbreak continues to expand. The Texas Department of Agriculture is urging the FDA to authorize the use of ivermectin in medicated feed, establish appropriate dosing and withdrawal guidelines, and expedite its review in coordination with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The Texas Grain and Feed Association has committed to rapidly manufacture and distribute medicated feed upon approval, ensuring producers can begin using it without delay. The infrastructure is already in place, Miller said. Our feed manufacturers are ready. Our producers are ready. The only thing standing in the way is federal approval. Commissioner Miller has consistently called on federal officials to pursue an all-of-the-above strategy to combat the New World screwworm outbreak, including expanded sterile fly production, enhanced surveillance, aggressive treatment protocols, and additional emergency authorizations for proven livestock products. I've said from day one that this fight will require every arrow in the quiver, Miller said. Sterile flies, suppression systems, inspections, injectable treatments, feed treatments, we need all of it. This parasite doesn't wait for government paperwork, and neither should we. We beat this pest once because America acted boldly and used every tool available. We need to do it again. To read Commissioner Miller's letter to FDA Acting Commissioner Kyla Diamantes, click here. Information source, Office of Texas AG Commissioner.